trial for jury.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
Defendant, rise and face the jury. How do you find this defendant? Guilty or not guilty?
We find the defendant, Fred Garland.
This is the thrilling new transcribed program called You Are the Jury, devised by the famous criminologist Roy Post. Here is your chance to actually take part in a jury trial without leaving your own living room. The chance to find out what kind of a juror you would make. But first, let's hear a few words from that friend of yours, the jeweler. Now, you are the jury. All names and characters used in these dramatizations are fictitious, and any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. On the evening of July 15th last, the wealthy financier William R. Havens stood at the wheel of his 45-foot Catch the Mystic, battling heavy seas and a raging storm. The Mystic had sailed out of Crown's Inlet with three men and a girl, a human cargo of hate which led to murder.
Come in! Harlan, come up here! Give me a hand with this ship! Come in! Harlan!
Harlan!
Let her grab the wheel, Kirby, before we capsize.
Freddy! Freddy's dead! You killed him!
Now to the overcrowded courtroom where Fred Garland is on trial for his life, charged with the premeditated murder of his former business associate, William R. Havens. Be sure to listen carefully to all the details of the trial, for during recess, your local announcer will call out the names of the 12 jurors selected by your jeweler for tonight's trial, and your name may be among them. Garland has protested his innocence of the crime. As we make our way into the courtroom, Prosecutor Jennings is concluding his opening address to you, the jury.
And in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen of this jury, the state will prove to your complete satisfaction that Fred Garland had every reason to wish William R. Havens dead. He had every opportunity to carry out what he thought was a perfect crime. We will place complete evidence before you. Proof that Fred Garland brutally murdered William Havens on the storm-tossed Catch the Mystic.
And Mr. Defense Attorney, please proceed with your opening address.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, someone had to be indicted for the murder of the late William R. Havens. He was a wealthy, influential man. But Fred Garland is as innocent of the crime with which he is charged as I am. And we shall give you overwhelming proof that Fred Garland did not commit the murder of William R. Havens, if it was murder. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, counsel for the defendant is eager to present you with the facts in this case.
Mr. Prosecutor, please call your first witness.
Call Carl Kirby.
Carl Kirby to stand, please.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your name?
Carl Kirby.
Kirby, you were employed as navigator of Mr. Haven's 45-foot Catch, the Mystic, were you not?
That's right.
And a Catch is a sailboat, is it not?
A Catch is a sailboat with a man.
Yes, Mr. Kirby, that's all right. Now, please tell this court and jury what occurred when the defendant, Fred Garland, came aboard with Miss Jane Haven.
Well, just after Garland and Miss Haven came aboard...
Danger, I don't get this at all.
What, Fred?
Why, your father's invited us on this weekend cruise. That'll be very embarrassing for me.
Don't forget, Fred, it's going to be just as embarrassing for me. I haven't spoken to my father since we became engaged.
Yes, 6 months ago. If your father weren't so stubborn, we'd be married by now. Jane, I'm going to marry you in spite of your father. And he'd better not try to stop me.
Quiet. Father's coming up the companionway.
Well, is anyone going to say hello to me?
Hello, Father.
Mr. Haven, what's the idea of inviting us on this weekend trip?
Oh, still angry with me, eh, Garland? Well, maybe you and Jane won't be by the time our little cruise is over.
What do you mean, Mr. Haven?
I mean, I'm going to straighten out a few things on this trip.
Mr. Havens, I don't know what you have against me, except that I love your daughter, and Jane loves me.
Garland, I happen to love my daughter, too. That's why I don't want her making any mistakes. Cubby.
Aye, aye, sir.
Cast off the moorings. We want her to get off of the tide.
Blowing up. Plenty of rough water outside. You think we ought to try it, sir?
No, I don't care how rough it comes. Cast off.
Yes, sir.
And Cubby, what happened then?
Well, I was at the wheel. Havens had gone below with his daughter and Garland, and it wasn't long before I heard the angry voices of Mr. Havens and Fred Garland.
Garland, I have a few things to say to you, and I think time is right. What's the matter? You look as pale as a ghost.
This rough sea, I'm afraid I was never much of a sailor.
Now, that isn't what made you sell our company's stock a few shares at a time to pay your gambling debts.
But what do you mean, you...
Father, please, don't let's have a scene.
Garland, do you know who was buying in that stock? I was. I was buying in through a dummy.
Do you mean to say that you...
Yep, that's right, and I now own practically every share of your stock. Why, I could freeze you out in 2 seconds.
Why, you devil-crossing... If you weren't Jane's father, I'd break your neck in a minute.
Kirby, you heard Garland threaten Mr. Havens?
That's just what I heard.
And what happened after that?
Well, pretty soon Mr. Havens came up on deck beside me at the wheel, and I asked him if he'd mind taking over for a while. Well, he took the wheel, and I went below.
Well, why did you go below, Kirby?
Well, because I was afraid that Garland would murder me just like he did Mr. Havens.
Your Honor, I asked the answer to be stricken out as unresponsive to the question. The witness is seeking to influence the jury.
Objection sustained. Strike out the last remark. The witness will refrain from drawing conclusions. Just tell this court what you saw and heard.
And, Kirby, what did you do when you went below to your bunk?
I wrote a letter to the police in case anything happened to me. Then I put the letter in a bottle and threw it overboard.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do then, Kirby?
I left my sleeping compartment up forward. When I came out, I saw Garland in the galley trying to mix himself a drink.
What do you mean, trying?
Well, the boat was tossing so bad, Garland could hardly stand up. I made my way up on deck to the wheel and right after that, it happened.
Thank you, Kirby. That's all. Your witness, Mr. Defense Attorney.
Your Honor, before cross-examining this witness, I move for an adjournment in order to have the opportunity to subpoena the letter referred to by this witness. I understand this is now in the possession of the police authorities.
Motion granted. The court now declares a recess.
Back to the courtroom where Fred Garland is on trial. The state is rested. The letter written by Kirby has been brought into the courtroom, and now defense counsel is speaking.
Your Honor, I ask that Carl Kirby be called to the stand at this time.
Carl Kirby to the stand, please. Carl Kirby.
Kirby, when did Mr. Havens tell you he was expecting his daughter and Fred Garland aboard the Mystic?
About 3 days before we sailed.
Were you employed by Mr. Havens in any other capacity than as navigator on his 45-foot catch?
Yes, I was. I bought all the supplies for the house and the garage, as well as the boat.
I see. Havens left you $5,000 in his will, didn't he?
Well, what of it? I earned it.
But you didn't earn the 10,000 shares of Havens stock you voted in a recent board meeting.
Why not? Mr. Havens made me a present of that.
I see. Now, Kirby, is this the letter you went below to write? Look at it.
Well, yes. That's the letter I wrote. And that's...
This is the letter in evidence. And ask that it be identified as Defense Exhibit A.
Any objection, Mr. Prosecutor?
No, Your Honor. I have no objection. If defense counsel wishes to waste his own time, I suppose he can.
Well, let the letter be marked and identified.
Kirby, I want you to read this letter to the court and jury.
Read it? All right, sure. To the police. I am aboard the Mystic. Havens, the owner, is in danger of his life. If anything happens to Havens or to me, Garland is the man who did it.
May I see that letter again?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Kirby, have you ever studied penmanship?
No, I haven't.
You have a remarkably clear, legible handwriting for a sailor, haven't you?
Well, why not?
Here, Kirby. Take my pen and this pad of paper. There. Now, will you write as I dictate?
Huh?
What's the matter, Kirby? Are you nervous?
No.
Well, then please write as I tell you. Now, go ahead. If anything happens to Havens...
No, I can't do it. You devil, you've made me nervous. I can't hold the pen.
Well, thank you for trying, Kirby. That's all, Your Honor. The defense rests.
Is Fred Garland guilty or not guilty? What bearing can the note written by Kirby have on Garland's fate when his case goes to the jury? You will hear the verdict on the next broadcast of You Are the Jury. This is Dan Seymour speaking. You Are the Jury was produced by the Transamerican Broadcasting and Television Corporation.